We are inside the huddle once again with Ndamukong Suh, and when we get there, we're actually going to go inside the locker room, but I want to talk to you, Ndamukong, about this week. Big week. To me, probably the biggest game at Ford Field. I know you clinched against the Chargers, but in terms of excitement, last time the Bears were here on Monday night when you were 4-0 and was a divisional team, it reminds me a lot of that.
Yeah, without question, it's going to be a big game. It's always a big game when we play the Bears, and it's always exciting. I always look forward to playing them, Cutler and the tandem that he has over there on the offensive side with Matt Forte and everybody as well. And obviously they've got a great defense, and it's always a great challenge to play against the Bears.
Well, we like to go a little bit outside the box in these segments, and what I'm going to do here, like I said, is go more inside the locker room than inside the huddle. Got some equipment questions for this big guy. Take a look at this picture. This is your buddy. That's Nick Fairley.
Mm-hmm.
And look at his face mask and his helmet.
You got a little bit of Cyclops there, a little covered up the face, yeah.
Very different than the way you do it. Yeah. I mean, I've always wondered why a guy who's down there in the thick of all those fingers and poking and everything else wears a face mask that doesn't really protect your face that much.
Well, for me, I like to have open eyes. And then the biggest thing and my biggest asset for me is really just being able to have eyes and see everything. And with a face mask that will restrict that and I see bars and all that, it's just too much in my view. So I like to have it rather open, and so I can see all the pictures and see everything, that's the formations and whatnot. And if somebody's poking me in my eyes or trying to get to me, that means they're too close to me and I'm not doing my job.
Good point. Good point. A lot similar to the thing you told me at, during the preseason about why you don't wear the pad in the back, right?
Yeah.
If you're falling down, you didn't do your job.
No question.
All right. Your jersey is also very interesting. When you look at this, who custom tailors that for you? I've never seen such a form-fitting jersey on a guy. What's the deal with that?
We've got a great tailor, and she does a great job, and really just has the opportunity to make sure nobody can touch us. And if they are touching, it's obviously going to be blatant holding, because the jersey will be elastic and it'll be snapping back. And this part of the game, and as defensive guys, we want to make sure we have all the advantages that we can take care of and put our hands on. And that's one of the advantages, that we can have a super tight jersey. And Nike does a great job. They came out with a great jersey. It was a little bit trouble in the past, but Nike did a great job. And it was fun to actually be a part of that discussion and see some of those things come to life.
Yeah, that's right. You're the first guy I saw wear that thing. You modeled that in New York. All right, well, we're always trying to bring you something new, something a little bit different. And I think you're going to be excited about this, because yes, I get the chance to talk to Ndamukong every other week on Thursday, but we're opening it up to a lucky Lions fan to be able to stand right here and ask some questions. Tell him about that.
Yeah, I definitely am excited about this, giving a kid an opportunity to interview me, somebody who's interested in the, I guess, media world or television world, being an anchor like yourself, being somebody gets to see their beautiful face every single day on TV. So it's going to be fun for me that they're going to be able to have an essay to say why they want to do it, why they look forward to doing it. Hopefully they're excited to do it because it's me as well, but it's pretty much more for an educational piece, but at the same time, have some fun with it.
Always looking for some more Suh scholars. Our deadline for this is October 10th. Just send an email to sports@wxyz.com. You can obviously send your essay by the old-fashioned mail as well, but you do have until October 10th, because we'd like to record this segment before the end of October. How cool is that? Come on, kids. Let's get your thoughts together, and you can interview Suh, just like I do every Thursday as we go inside the huddle. Thanks, big man. Bring home a win on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.